What's up, everybody? It's your girl Tiffany, and I am here. Thank you for tuning in to the Dynamite Life podcast. And it's been a minute since I have talked to you guys. It's probably, I want to say 2022, maybe 2021. I don't know. I lost count, but I decided I wanted to get back into this because it's such a great platform to share ideas and information. And I thought, what better person to do it than me? You know, I'm that girl, so why not listen to what I got to say? But no, just kidding. So this is the relaunch of our podcast, The Dynamite Life, and I'm going to be having some guest on this season that is going to help you think and it's going to entertain and just going to make you feel a little better about some things. I want to be an uplifting source. I want to help people get through some of the things that they're going through, be able to laugh. Definitely, we're going to talk about mental health because that's always something that I lift up. I am a mental health advocate. And for those that don't know, that have heard some of my past podcast episodes, but I do suffer from mental health issues myself, being diagnosed with bipolar 2 in 2010 and also having anxiety and depression to round that off. So I know a lot about mental health, and I know a lot about the ups and downs, and I know about the victories as well. So I think this is a good platform to share some of those things because people usually suffer in silence. They think that they're the only one going through something, but sometimes when we're transparent and we're able to share, it lets people know you are not alone. So I just want anybody to know that have been going through their mental health challenges that you are not alone. And hopefully this podcast can be a resource for you to get well and be the best that you can be. So looking into 2024, I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic. I can say that. Now, that was not something I could have said maybe 4 to 6 months ago because mentally I wasn't in a good place. But with consistent therapy and a medication regimen, I have been able to pull out from a lot of that dark thinking and negative thinking, and I'm starting to really see the glass half full instead of half empty. I would always be the half empty girl, but this year I'm just expecting God to do some great things. So that's another thing. Spiritually, I am on a good track. It's going a little slow, but I'm in it. I'm in the game. You know, at one point I wasn't even in the game, and I was questioning some things about my spirituality, about religion, about how I was raised in the church, and just thinking about, do I really want to do this? Like, how do I want to believe? What should it look like for me? You know, so as I enter 50 next year, I've been thinking a lot about that. So this year, I want to discover more about where I am spiritually, you know. And I think this is something that people probably often wrestle with, that they don't talk about, that they often feel like, you know, they're in suffering in silence with this too. Because like, how dare you say you don't believe in God? How dare you say you don't go to church? And it's not any of that, you know. I still believe in God. I still believe church is a very important resource, especially for the sense of community that you have in the church. So everything has its place, but I'm not out, I'm in. So I'm in it to win it. I still consider myself a Christian. Nothing has changed. Just went through some little battles there for a while, you know. So I'm coming out and I'm just kind of thinking of everything like brand new, like forgetting those things that are behind and pressing toward those things which are before. You know, that's the scripture in the Bible. You know, we gotta let go of some of the things that happened in the past, because sometimes We learn from those things, but sometimes, well, we learn from those things all the time, but we have to look at it in the right perspective and know that a lot of times the past, those doors need to be closed and padlocked if you can, because dwelling on the past and getting stuck in the past will stop your growth from stop you from moving forward in your growth. So just making sure that all hearts and minds are clear going forward, that you got to release, you got to forgive, you got to let the past be in the past. And is it a hard thing or an easy thing to do? I don't think it's the easiest thing to do, but I don't think it's the hardest thing to do either. I think it has to be like my grandma used to say, you got to have a made up mind. You got to make up your mind that that's what you want to do. You know, just like I believe how they say love is a choice, I also feel like forgiveness is a choice, and letting go of the past things that hurt you and past people that hurt you, it's a choice. And it's true, like they say, when you forgive, it's not for the other person, it's for you. It takes the heaviness and the weight off of you. So it's not always easy, but in the end, as they say, it is worth it. So that's another thing I want to practice going into this new year, making sure that I'm letting go of the past and forgiving those people or things or situations that I need to forgive that have hurt me or hindered me. It's a work in progress, but I keep saying I'm starting, I'm at the start, and starting somewhere is better than starting nowhere. So let's make that a priority for the new year. So on a happy note, my birthday is Wednesday, January 17th, and I will be 49 years old. That's right, me, 49. I'm kicking 50 in the butt, as they would say. I'm right there at 50's back door, but I'm excited about it. But I want to do some work to get me over into 50. So this whole year that I'm 49, I'm going to be working on three key things. I'm going to be working on myself spiritually, which I kind of talked about earlier, mentally, which I did talk about earlier, and physically. And physically is something that I don't do well with. To love exercise, I just look at people that love it. They get that high from it. It's like they get pumped up, they fired up. It's never been me. I've never been the girl that was excited about doing any kind of exercise. Well, except for Zumba. I do like Zumba. But to fix that, I know that I'm a person that likes to learn. And I feel one of the things that hold me back, it's not basic things like walking or doing certain exercises, but it's all around using equipment and getting a fitness plan together. I don't have a lot of expertise in that. Basic level stuff, yeah, but I want to be able to tell somebody, you know, you can use this machine for this and you use these weights and you go up in these pounds. It can be intimidating if you don't know what to do. And I feel like a lot of time when I go to the gym, I don't know what to do. Hiring a personal trainer is effective but expensive. And right now I don't want to pay for a personal trainer. So I decided to do something else. You know that I am a person that values education. So at my local community college, there's a 9-week course to get your personal trainer certification. So I'm going to take this 9-week course and come out with my personal training certification, where I can go and help other people be the best that they can be physically. That's one area that I know I'm weak in. Now, if you want to talk about nutrition, food, menu, shopping, stuff like that, I know that. I know that like the back of my hand. That's what I've been doing most of my adult life. But the exercise piece had always been a little intimidating. So I feel like once I take this course and I get my certification, I have the confidence and the understanding about why this is really important. And I know it's getting even more crucial for me as I get up into my 50s going over into older age. You know, they say they got two types of old. You got the young old and the old old. So right now I think I'm the young old, but as I'm crossing over into the old old, I want to be able to be held up and stick together, stay together with all my health and being physically fit and everything that I need to do to stay here as long as I can. But we know nothing is promised, but we can do something along the way. And that's what I'm trying to do. So guys, this has been a 10-minute little preview of what's coming up. I just called it like a freestyle, just kind of talking with you guys. I'm going to be doing episodes every 2 weeks, but I'm already a week behind because the relaunch was supposed to be last Monday, but you know, life has been lifing. So it didn't get done last week. And I said I have to do it today because I want to get this out in the beginning of the week. But look forward to what's to come. 2024, it's going to be a great year. We got to believe it. Get that little hope, that little faith about the size of mustard seed, and we can keep pushing on. So, all right, stay tuned to the Dynamite Life Podcast. This is Tiffany signing off, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.